Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
No getting high. Well, I suppose we are high on life here. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, joined now by psychic Victoria Bullis, who has a great website. She helps lots of people and has been for years and years and years. At Victoria Bullis, you can go to Twitter. We'll connect with her at DJ V Show. The story behind the story when it comes to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Victoria. A lot of people want to know what it is that caused the breakup. What's going on with these two? What does your intuition tell you?
All right, well, they've been fighting for a long time. And things really changed when Angelina got her two big surgeries, and it did wreak havoc with her hormones. I take a look at every relationship question I get, neutrally, I step back and see what's going on. It's never one person. There are always, two people in the tango. And she has been feisty and nasty for a long time. And there were infidelities on both sides, for sure, and lots and lots and lots of fighting that just kept increasing. Now, I always go with what's meant to be. They were meant to take a break by this time, starting a few months ago, so they wouldn't end up in divorce court. This wasn't meant to be. And I do feel...
What wasn't meant to be? Their relationship or the divorce?
The divorce.
Divorce.
Really?
I feel there's about a 68% chance, I look at everything as percents of probability, that they will try to get back together because they really do love the kids and they do love each other.
How much
right
fear...
Right now it's a mess.
Okay. How much fear-based thinking is involved in either or both of their motivations?
Well, now there's definitely a lot of fear about what they're going to do with the rest of their lives and the kids. But it wasn't fear-based thinking that started. It was anger. And a lot of it had to do with Angelina's wacko hormones.
Well, she's in menopause. I mean, she's only 40, and having all those surgeries when she wrote that editorial, she's in menopause.
She lost her mammary gland, so there was, that
aspect. She has a full hysterectomy, yeah.
It was a partial hysterectomy. That would wreak havoc with anyone, and this happened within a couple of years of each other. And so it affected her sex drive.
Was that fear-based thinking? Doing what she did, a lot of people paid attention to it, thought that it was smart because she was taking action before the fact. But there was a lot of fear because of what her mother and I guess other people in her family had gone through with regard to breast cancer, right?
Well, that was about the surgeries, yeah, but about the divorce, it wasn't fear-based, it was anger-based.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your dealing with people, you talk to people every day, and much of what you talk about are relationship-oriented conversations. So how much trouble, and maybe you can tell me whether it's men and women, what percentage of men will call and say, I'm having trouble with my wife, she's going through menopause. Do men really understand what goes on with women that are having sort of vicious hormonal attacks during menopause?
Well, you've got a couple of questions going on there.
Yes,
one,
I do.
I'm smiling because I always say I've heard every question there is. Mm-hmm. But actually not one man, and I deal with a lot, almost 50-50, not one man has ever said, I don't know how to deal with my wife, she's going through menopause.
Really?
So there's another question that I am wrong about. Men usually call me about relationships. I'd say 80%. The rest is about career. So men realize that they are in a stuck place. They might have tried some counseling or therapy and it didn't work. Or they hear me on the radio talking about relationships and they think, well, gee, she might be really fair to me and might be able to help me.
Hmm.
So it's usually, they're usually driven by something. Men that have some compassion, I've dealt with lots of men who are afraid of their own temper that I've worked with. But usually they're men that are compassionate and they're just stuck. They weren't brought up, as men still aren't, to talk about their feelings. And when they try to, they bungle it. and so on. So I forgot the second part of your question. What was the second part, Doug?
No, I think I've been dealing with women who have menopause. I think that you've answered, actually, what I wanted to do that. I want to get this
Can
person
on
the
Can I ask one more
air.
Question before we move
on
about
ahead.
This?
Yeah.
So the relationship with Brad and Angelina started as a result of Brad Pitt cheating on Jennifer Aniston. Is it ever possible, even though you may
cheating
say this
on
is
Jennifer
the one...
Jennifer Aniston or Angelina?
No, he was cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's
I'm sorry.
Their relationship got started.
Yep.
Is it ever really possible if a relationship starts with that bad vibe of cheating, is it ever possible? Do you think it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy here?
Or karma.
Or
that
karma,
maybe.
They
come around and bite them in the tush. Often happens, more often than not.
Okay.
And sometimes, though, I remember I looked at what's meant to be. Sometimes, from other lifetimes, someone is supposed to come in and break up a seemingly happy home because it happened to them in another lifetime. I don't judge anybody. Mm-hmm. This is too obvious to me how complex everything is, and it's never about right or wrong in my book.
Mm. All right. 888.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
888-302-3684. Dean has a question for Victoria. All right, Dean, what's your question?
Hi, Victoria. I'd like to know about a career change.
Okay, what are you doing currently?
I do physical therapy.
All right, yeah, I can see it's time for a change. What is it that you'd like to do, or do you know yet?
Yeah, I've been thinking for the past 2 years, I've been wanting to open a restaurant.
All right. That seems like you're in the right move. It's the right move, but yeah, I can help you tweak what kind of a restaurant. What kind of a restaurant do you want to get?
It would be a fast food.
Okay, I'm seeing one that's like a fast food, but a little bit better quality. Where are you, by the way, in the country?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Perfect. I'm seeing a beach community. Well, of course, there are beach communities everywhere. That's what Florida's made of, except for Orlando.
You need a psychic to find a beach community in Florida. That's cute.
Yeah. And one where it's a lot of Hispanics and people from the Caribbean and a lot of families versus the older retirement communities.
Mm. So East Coast of Florida.
It feels to me as though you can do it in the next year. What's holding you back from doing it now? Just afraid to do it, or what's holding you back?
Money. Money is an issue.
Hmm. All right. I don't see it being an issue. I feel that there is a relative that you can borrow from where it would be safe. That borrowing from relatives often isn't. And that you can do it within the next year. Look at a little bit better quality restaurant than you think you can afford.
All right, Dean, I hope that helps you out a lot. Victoria, thank you for your help. Victoria Bullis, at Victoria Bullis. You want to have a good reading, a very interesting hour with her, go to victoriabullis.com or contact her on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis. In a moment, we're going to find out how to build fabulous costumes and celebrate Halloween on a budget. Up next here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Think Green with Harrison. Harrison with you. High up in the mountains of Utah, we met with Robert Redford, who's showcasing his Sundance channel to educate about global warming.
And now we're looking at an issue like global warming, for which there is now measurable data. And what's really going to make this issue work before it's too late are the people that see the issue presented to them. It's certainly not the federal government who's ignoring it at great pain and cost to the country. It's going to be the people when they get the information that are going to get active.
If we all act now, all over the planet, it really can get better, right?
Maybe if we all come together and act.
Even the networks now are realigning to get the message out. Must be something to it. from the Greeniverse. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, for $3, Tonic helps you carry out your personal health practice, so it reminds you to take your pills. I'm all grown up now, Mom.
No.
Tonic struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores fourth with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
All right, so here's the story of Travis Terrence, who's been accused of mailing dead skunks and a dead raccoon to a man chosen over him as the school basketball coach. He was arrested over the weekend on stalking charges, animal cruelty charges, accused of spray painting the victim's car with messages like, "You will die," in a bid to get him to resign as coach of the fourth grade basketball. What in the name of God is the matter with this guy?
Who cares? Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's, the bigger picture, thank God this psycho isn't near fourth grade.
I know, that's what I was thinking. How would this guy...
Oh my God.
Who in the world would want to have this guy around the children in the fourth grade in Brownstown, Indiana?
Gosh, that's crazy.
45 past the hour. Time for us to meet Yvette Rios, who is a lifestyle expert, does a lot of work on television. She's working through the situation that we find ourselves in. I was talking earlier, Yvette, about how much of this is prevalent in all of the stores. It's October, costume month. Yeah. But interestingly enough, it's Goodwill's highest sales month. So I guess we put these two things together. A lot of people are going to Goodwill and other thrift shops to come up with costumes that are cool and aren't expensive. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So, you know, I as you mentioned, October is our biggest sales month of the year. And it's really, we've kind of become like the Halloween authority. And for the third year in a row, we've conducted a national Halloween poll to kind of figure out what are the big trends around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding this year is that 57% of people prefer DIY Halloween costumes over store-bought.
So
really, you know, we just want to make it
so
easier
much better
for people. Oh my gosh, I agree. I agree. But we just want to make it easier for people to create their own costumes without having to spend a lot of money or really, you know, get out the sewing machine and do lots of craftiness.
All right. So once we get beyond the masks of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's big? What are people creating that's fun?
Well, I think, you know, as far as our poll, you know, we were able to find out that the classics are still very much around. So the witches, the pirates, the vampires are still really popular. For men, zombies are one of their top number two costume. They love zombies. And zombies are great because you can literally turn anything into a zombie. So you can be a zombie princess. You can be a zombie bride. You can be, you know, I at one year was a woman who just got out of the shower, and I was like a zombie, you know, housewife out of the shower. So, I mean, you can kind of take any costume, even stuff that you would have in your own closet, and just add a little makeup and become a zombie version of yourself.
Really? A zombie.
I'm sure there's a slutty zombie out there somewhere too, right?
Has to be.
Oh yeah, but you know what? Believe it or not, the super we would say like sexy / slutty costumes are becoming less and less popular. So millennials are totally not into the sexy Santa costume
They've
idea.
They've gotten pretty ridiculous. Like the sexy hot dog. Like that's just not hot. You know?
No, it's so ridiculous. It's right. So 63% of people disapprove of the sexy version costumes, and then 69% of Gen Xers and millennials. So it's getting less and less popular, which I'm grateful for because, I mean, it's October. You need more clothes on.
And no one needs to see a slutty puffer fish at Halloween.
No.
So Goodwill commissions a Halloween poll every year to figure out what is going to be the trend. That's where this information is coming from. And the information is public today. You can get it at goodwill.org. There's probably a lot of ideas there, I'm going to think of it. There are a lot of people that are trying to come up with something. I don't know why people, listen to me, don't save the costumes and use the same one year to year. Who's going to remember?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I mean, I do save my old costumes because I figure, you know, I will wear them, you know, eventually I'll be invited to some party where people didn't see me before. So I don't think there's any shame in keeping them. But frankly, you know, I think it's the one day out of the year where you can be, you know, a bit of an alter ego. You can be crazy. You can be out of the box. And so I'm all for that. I think our society is, like, you know, very restrictive. And why not have a little fun during Halloween? So I personally, I'm a huge fan.
One of the things that one might also think about is getting decorations, not just clothing, but decorations at Goodwill. So, again, go on to their website for some ideas, goodwill.org/Halloween. Thanks very much, Yvette Rios, for being here with some good ideas. People all want to save money and be creative. This is the way to do it. It's 10 before the hour, the helpful DJV program.
Crazy with a spooky little girl like you.